4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of world news at top five. You're on Press TV. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, a top UN relief official has warned of, quote, catastrophic consequences of the ongoing conflict in Yemen. The UN's humanitarian coordinator for Yemen said the escalation of violence over the past few months in Aden has destroyed the lives and livelihoods of many people in there. Johannes van Kloove also condemned attacks which have caused massive damage to the country's infrastructure, stressing that civilians are paying the highest price. The UN official called on all parties to the conflict to put an end to the attacks. He also made an urgent plea for safe, unhindered access for aid workers and a major scale-up of funding for the war-torn nation. Joining us now via Skype from London is William Spring. He's a human rights activist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Spring. Now, first of all, Saudi Arabia had by itself declared a ceasefire set to start off, which clearly didn't take place. Why announce such a ceasefire if it had no intentions of honoring one?
There have been several attempted ceasefires or unilateral ceasefires declared by the Saudis, but none of them have been really effective, and the Saudis have no apparent wish to engage in a ceasefire. They have simply relabeled their aggression. At the beginning, the operation that began, I think, March 26th, or around about that time, was called by the Saudis Operation Decisive Storm. Now, that actually is an echo of storming Norman Schwarzkopf and his campaign, Desert Storm, where the Saudis obviously got the idea from back in 1992. Now, they then relabeled that episode or that campaign. They said it finished, and now there is a new campaign. This is to be called Enduring Hope, I believe. So Operation Enduring Hope took over from Operation Decisive Storm. But actually nothing changed. The bombing of the Yemen has been continuing with even more intensity than before. And the Saudis have had the backing of all these client states they seem to have associated around themselves, including Britain. Philip Hammond, the British Foreign Secretary, backed the Saudis right from the beginning. Goodness knows why. Seems entirely unreasonable for Britain or America to be involved in the civil war of a country. There are certain basic parameters of international law. One is non-intervention in the internal affairs of another state. And that those parameters, those criteria, have not been applied by the Saudis, now by the West to the Saudis. The Saudi aggression has been rewarded and applauded by the British government.
All right, I'm going to have to stop you there, Mr. Spring. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's human rights activist William Spring joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Spring, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.